Hey, welcome to the Ken Holloway Show. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ken Holloway. Today is Monday, July 10th, 2017, and we're broadcasting to you live. It's a pleasure to have you with us and a pleasure to have you join us on the show. What makes this show so special is that you get to be the star, and we'd love to have you call in with your questions and comments. And the listener line is area code 845-277-9181. And again, the listener line number is 845-277-9181. So call in now, and if you want to be on the show, press 1 on your keypad, and we'll get you right into the studio with our beautiful call screener, Anna. So we are joined today with a very special guest. I'm really excited to have her on the show with us. She is a dating and love life expert, Supreme, and she's also a friend, and I think she's fabulous. Her name is Suzanne Muller-Hines, and she actually is here in the greater Denver area with me as well. And Suzanne, if you're there, say hello. Welcome to the show. Okay. Sorry, I had her muted. I apologize. Suzanne, are you there? Welcome.
I am here. Can you hear me?
Awesome. Yes, you sound fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much. Now, I know all about your work, and I'm a big fan, but for the benefit of my listeners that aren't familiar with your work, I'd like to have you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to get started in this line of work and how you got started.
I would love to. People ask me that question, Ken, all the time. Like, how did you get into this area of work? Why would you do that? Because dating is kind of a little bit of a crazy jungle sometimes. And I guess I fell into it, but I fell into it based on going through the school of hard knocks in my own dating life, as you can imagine. And when I was dating, I didn't know what I was doing. I felt really unlovable, unwanted, not good enough. I looked for love in all the wrong places. I made every mistake under the sun you could imagine. I was stood up, cheated on, stalked, yelled at, all that crazy stuff. And what happened, Ken, is I realized after being cheated on that,
in the same day, I hope.
God, no. It was definitely over a matter of like 10 years, but
That'd be an awfully bad day.
It was terrible. And I really just wanted to throw my hands up and say, forget it. Maybe I don't have the lasting love life gene. Maybe I wasn't born with it. And after being cheated on, I stopped. I just said enough. And I became a student. And I became a student. And I learned about communication and the masculine feminine energy. And I learned how to be a great dater. But mostly I learned how to be lovable. You know, how to be somebody that expresses love, and how do I receive love, and how do I love a man, and how do I love myself so I don't lose myself in a relationship? And through all of that studying, you know, I learned from the best, and I also developed some of my own tools because all the myths and the rules out there were just making me crazy. Like, none of them were working. So that's really how I've developed my practice in guiding people through this crazy dating world. And as I think you know, right, like I met my husband in Cancun, Mexico on vacation, met him the first night, but I was really ready. I had done a lot of preparation work on myself, and we fell in love really quickly in 4 days. So, and it's been great. You know, of course, you know, every couple goes through their ups and downs like we do, but I now have those kind of skills to be able to work through the humps and the bumps along the way and be really grateful to be in a lasting relationship, which I never thought I could do.
So now that you're a seasoned professional, I always like to ask people, what's your superpower?
What's my superpower? My superpower, I believe, is that I can help people make things that are difficult really simple, fun, and light.
Cool. So, I wanted to let everybody know that you're an author and you wrote a book called Lovabilize You. And I had the pleasure of reading it. And I think you're a fantastic writer. And I'd encourage everyone to rush out and get a copy of this book. So could you tell us a little bit about that and what inspired you to write it?
I would love to. So the book is called Lovable, my website, my business is called Lovableize You. But what inspired me to write it, Ken, was really because I made a lot of mistakes. I fell down quite a bit when I was dating, and I wanted to put a collective gathering of my practices into a book to help people really have their own love life, have their own fulfilling, loving relationship. Because a lot of times people will relate to me and be like, oh, I've done that before. I've done that before. Well, I really like put it all out there into this book. And it's my best 21 practices in that cover, kind of back-to-back cover. So I hope people will reach out and grab it, especially if they feel unlovable or they feel like they're powerless or feel like a victim or they feel like they can never find the right person. Lovable would be fantastic for that, you know, those types of people can.
Cool. I'm sorry, I got the title wrong. What would be the best way for people to get a copy of that book?
The best way is through my website at lovableizeyou.com if they would like me to sign their copy and ship it to them, or Amazon has my book as well. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Sure. So I made a note here. I wanted to ask you about when people are dating, and you know, we've all, probably most all of us, have had some hard knocks along the way. You know, you talked about, you know, getting beat up and feeling picked on and yelled at and everything. So we all end up with like baggage and leftovers. And I would like for you to talk about that and how it helps, you know, how it may be holding people back from getting the results that would make them really happy.
That's a great question, Ken. And I found that people don't even realize that their past relationships, or especially if they have unhealthy relationships, make a big impact in who they actually can find going forward in their life. And, you know, everybody uses the word baggage. I like to use the fun, light word, like leftovers. You know, it's just stuff maybe left over from a relationship or residual stuff from a relationship. But what I find, Ken, is that people don't realize that this stuff left still inside of them or in their head and in their heart, it actually can prevent them from finding real lasting love because it can have patterns that can happen inside their body. And I don't know about you, but I've heard people say, oh my God, I keep picking the same person over and over and over again. Why do I do that? Well, these leftovers, you know, this baggage leftovers is one reason for that, Ken.
Okay. So we were talking and you were saying, I was asking you like, how does somebody know if they could use some help? And one of the things you said was, and I may have this wrong, but you were saying, oh, I went out and it didn't work. And I went out and it didn't work. And I went out and it didn't work. Am I saying that right?
You're absolutely spot on with that, Ken. Because a lot of people will fall into patterns and they're either picking the wrong people or they're doing the same thing over and over again. And that's where a pattern can happen. Like, okay, I must not be doing something right because I'm not getting the results that I want. Like those patterns that develop. So that's a really good way to know, like if people need some help and they've tried this and they've tried that, and they've tried this and they've tried that, and like nothing seems to be working. That's a really good, you know, way to determine if they could use some help from an expert.
So, okay, so I think I was kind of, maybe you just answered my next question is, if someone is frustrated, frustrated with the results, and if they find that maybe they're repeating the same thing over and over and they keep meeting the same wrong person and everything, how do they know they need help?
That's a good question, Ken, because sometimes, well, I think that there's a couple ways they can figure out that they need help. Number one, they wake up just frustrated and exhausted and they go, okay, I can't go out on one more date or I'm just going to like beat my head against the wall because I've been there. And then the other way is, this is an interesting one, and Ken, tell me if you can relate to this or if you've heard this from other people, but I used to have friends that would tell me, because I dated a lot, they would tell me, you know what, I really don't want to hear any more about your dating stories. I don't want to hear about man of the month. Like, it's almost like I lost the listening of my friends. Like, they didn't want to even hear about my dating life anymore because I got so excited about everybody that they didn't even really know who was real and what was just like a, you know, that euphoric part of a relationship in the beginning. So that's a couple of different ways that people can identify it.
Okay, cool. Now, I noticed in one of your other books that you were co-authoring, you wrote about, you were saying to not rely on your friends. am I saying that right? That for dating advice, like your single friends rather.
Right. And you know, this hits a chord with people, as I'm sure, you know, you can imagine. I used to tell people, and a very wise course leader once told me, Suzanne, if you want a healthy relationship, stop talking to your single friends. And when she said that to me, I just kind of started scratching my head. And I was kind of actually perturbed at her because I thought, well, wait a minute, I like my single friends. I tell them about my dates. But what I realized, Ken, is that she was right. If I am always talking to my single friends about my dating issues, I'm actually not learning the language how to have a healthy relationship. And I still love my single friends, but I would talk to people in a healthy relationship about a healthy relationship because that's what I wanted. And so I would actually just change the subject when my girlfriends or guy friends, single friends were like, hey, how was your date? How was your date? And I literally just said, good, because I didn't want to engage in that conversation anymore because it just wasn't getting me anywhere. It might sound a little brutal, but it actually did work really well.
Awesome. So one of the other things we talked about, and this really kind of jumped off the page at me, is we're talking about having a man picker and whether it's busted or not.
Oh, yes. And you know what? It's some people, like if it's a man, they might have a woman, like a busted woman picker. And if it's a female, she might have, you know, and if it's, you know, somebody, you know, men dating men or women dating men, it doesn't matter. But I think I know for myself, I've had a bad picker. Like, this is like the tool of, you know, how do you really pick that right partner for you? Because I think people get really exhausted dating person after person after person, or going in and out of relationship for a year or 2 years, that can get really exhausted. So I created a tool to really help people like narrow down and pinpoint and fine tune really who is that person that will fulfill you for a lifetime? How do you identify that person? And to steer clear of the people that are not potentials, because that's how we can get our heart broken really easily.
Well, that's the $1 million question, isn't it? How do you find the right person?
$1 million question. Mm-hmm.
So I take it now you've applied this in your own life, and tell us what kind of results you got.
I have applied this in my own life and with clients as well. But the real place, Ken, that I think I applied this, I started to learn, number one, who will fulfill me. And then the other thing I had to learn was, how do I ask these questions of somebody to really kind of cut to the chase to figure out if this person is even somebody I want to spend time with? So when I met my husband, you know, I met him in Cancun, Mexico. We were poolside. We just sat down to dinner. He sat down next to me, and I was like, ooh, you should sit right here, you cute German guy. And I remember over dinner just asking him some basic questions that, you know, were on my fulfillment list. And after asking those questions, I asked him to walk along the beach. But, you know, based on just knowing who you're looking for, then people have to get good at asking good questions to identify this person. And then, Ken, I pounced on him. I pounced on his lounge chair because I was not letting him get away.
Wow.
I did.
And so, and then what happened from there?
So after I pounced on his lounge chair and we made out for a little bit on the beach, he walked me to my room. He gave me a kiss goodnight. And then the next morning, about 8:15, he knocked on my door. And I was like, wow, I wonder who's knocking on my door, because I was now telling my roommate about this great guy I had met the night before and making out on the beach with him. And he comes to my room and he said, hey, we're going to go ziplining today. Do you want to go? And I said, no. I said, actually, it was like my first day there in Cancun. I hadn't been on vacation in forever. And I said, I'd really love just to go hang out on the beach. I go, why don't you come find me later? And he did. And he told me that the ziplining was canceled. And then they were having a swim with the dolphins event downtown Cancun. So he's like, would you like to swim with the dolphins? And I said, heck yes, because I had never swam with the dolphins before. Mm-hmm. And we just hit it off, really. Like, that was probably where we fell in love with the dolphins. Is that kind of like mushy-gushy?
Right. very first day, huh?
Yeah, swimming with the dolphins was actually our first date. Pretty hot, huh?
So now then this turned into international romance?
It did turn into international romance because I lived in Denver, Colorado at the time. He lived in, you know, close to Zurich, Switzerland. I was like, what? But at the time, Ken, I didn't think he would, you know, I wasn't looking at him as a long-term relationship. He lived, you know, 4,000 miles away. I thought it was my vacation fling. But as the week developed, we fell in love and we realized, hey, we could be in a relationship. Let's see how this could work. So we did. We dated over the Atlantic.
Wow. And it has a happy ending because you guys got married?
We got married 3 years ago.
Still going strong? Yes. Awesome.
He is like my partner, my playmate. Yes. Oh, thank you.
And your playmate, you said, huh?
Yeah, I told myself I want somebody that's going to come like play in the sandbox, right? Like squeaky toy. I wish I had a squeaky toy right now.
Cool. So I'm going to back up a little bit. Now, we were talking about having baggage and how it's holding you back from getting results. Just a great time for a big fire truck to go by with all its sirens going. Anyway, I understand you've developed a program called Lighten the Load. And I'd like to talk about that.
Sure. So Lighten the Load was a tool I developed because I realized, you know, I was first married when I was 43, 44. But before that, those people that are over 40, we date a lot of people. We've got a lot of experiences, a lot of relationships under our belt. Some of those good, some of those not so good. We'd rather forget, or they ended weird, or somebody didn't treat us very well, or we got our heart broken, or they didn't listen to us. So therefore we didn't, you know, say what we needed to say to this person. So the Lighten the Load exercise can, I developed so that people could get all that crud, those leftovers out of their body, their soul and their mind so that they could be free. They can be lighter because if people still have those exes still like lingering in their head and their heart, they don't have their fullest capacity to be able to love. And that's where the patterns can develop.
So you work with these people on the phone?
I do. I do a verbal exercise. Yeah. Yep. Or there's a practice in Lovable, practice number 2 as well. I can do a 45-minute verbal exercise. And I'm happy to step through it and share with you the questions. Would that make a difference?
Oh, that'd be fantastic. You bet.
Okay, awesome. So a lot of people are like, well, what are the questions? Yeah, exactly. So if people want to write the letter format, and again, this letter is not going to the person that you have leftovers about. Let me just be clear about that. The questions are this, like, really, what do you want to say to this person about how the relationship went? When I do this verbal exercise with people, like, they can be going on and on and on for 5 minutes because there's a lot of stuff that they haven't really said, or maybe they haven't said to somebody really safe. So in a letter, just write down everything, anything that comes to your mind about how the relationship went that you want to get off your chest. The second question, Ken, that I love is, what regrets do you have, no matter how big or small, about the relationship? And the number one regret that I hear the most, Ken, what do you think it is?
You got me. I'm going to wait. Tell me.
Okay. I'll get you off the hook. It's I stayed too long in the relationship.
Oh. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. So I stayed too long, right? Or, I just saw their potential. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what the regret is. It just gives people a chance to, like, write down, what are the regrets? Well, I regretted that I let him treat me that way. I regretted that I didn't, like, stand up for myself and speak my mind. And it just gives people a chance to just say all that stuff that's underneath in their heart. Then I'll do like a forgiveness exercise, Ken. And the interesting thing about forgiveness is that it's much easier for people to forgive the other person that hurt them usually than forgiving themselves for staying that long in the relationship or allowing themselves to get hurt. And it's really fascinating. But forgiveness for, you know, yourself and someone else is absolutely important. And I go through that exercise in detail verbally with somebody and in the book, because I don't know about you, but I find, you know, people have a hard time forgiving. And I had to learn how to forgive, because if we don't forgive, we hold it all inside. And the reason to forgive is like giving yourself a gift. Forgiving doesn't mean the person was right, and forgiving doesn't mean what they did was okay. Forgiving is a gift you give yourself to free yourself of the hurt and the regret and the resentment so that you can have your fullest heart capacity back. And I am very clear. You've heard what I've gone through, right? I've been stood up, cheated on, yelled at, all that. I am clear that if I didn't release all that crap, there is no way I would be able to attract the kind of husband that I have today.
Okay.
So can I keep going? Do you want me to keep going? The next part of the next
Sure.
Or is that enough?
Yeah.
Okay. This is so fun. So after we kind of get all that kind of stuff out of our heart, there's a little bit more space. And so I'll ask people verbally, or they can write it, like, what did they learn about themselves or about the relationship from that relationship? And a lot of times people learned how to speak up. People learned what they want. People learned, you know, they just get to say whatever they learned. It might be two or four things. And then I'll ask people, once kind of all the crap is out, you know, what can you now thank the person for? And most of the time, especially if people are divorced and they have kids, they can say, well, I can thank the person for the two beautiful kids that I had with them. Or I can thank the person for the good times and for the laughs that I had. Because it's important to look at what you can thank somebody for. And then finally, I'll literally wrap it up with a bow, and I'll just give the person a chance to just say, is there anything else that you want to say about how the relationship went with this person? And I just listen. And it's amazing how much lighter somebody feels by just getting all this stuff out. They feel happier and lighter. Sometimes people can get sad as well, but that's still processing the emotion of something that they've still got there. Sadness is a good thing because it's releasing.
Okay.
So is that kind of too specific? I hope, was that what you're looking for?
No, that was great. And do people, when they do this exercise, do they come to realize things about themselves that they didn't know before?
They do. Absolutely. Especially in the, what did they learn piece, or now that they got a lot of the stuff out, they've had a, you know, they have a chance to think about it because they have more space. And what they say is, oh, God, it feels good to get kind of all the negative resentment stuff out, because now I'm just left with the good memories.
Awesome. So tell me now, the type of clients that you work with now, are these people that are frustrated with not getting the results they want in dating? Or is there a little more to it than that?
Yeah, for the most part that they're frustrated with dating. You know, I coach all kinds of people, whether they're divorced, whether they've never been married before, men, women. But most of the time people reach a point, Ken, where they're like, you know, nothing I'm doing is working. I'm tired of being single. I really want a relationship that, you know, they're not meeting people anywhere, or maybe they're just like stuck and not dating at all. Or they're the facilitator like I was.
you just anticipated my next question. It's like, what do you make of it when somebody who's frustrated and they're like, hey, I'm tired of being single and I keep meeting all these people. They're not the right person for me. And how can they get help? Yeah, what?
Well, I can help them, first of all.
But
a lot of times people get that frustrated because they're either doing something that's the same. So it's like that definition of insanity, you know, like doing the thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Two, they might have something so bottled up inside that they're like forcing something like, I can do this. But that is actually causing them, you know, a lot of suffering and pain as well in the dating world. I'll give you an example. So this guy called me the other day. He goes, oh, Suzanne, I want to run these lines by you. And I'm like, lines? Like, he had these lines that he wanted to tell this woman. Like, he wanted to learn how to approach women out in public. I thought, fantastic. That's a really great skill to learn, how to walk up to women in public, because he was online dating and he had gone on 400 dates in 5 years. Okay. That to me is like, ding, 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 ding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it wasn't about, for me, what he got to the source of, and what was, he even used this word, illuminating, was he thought it was like how he approaches these women that were the problem. And what we realized is that he had been married to somebody for 30 years in this loveless marriage. Well, he hadn't dealt with that really yet. He was just out there forging away, I can do it, but causing himself more and more and more frustration rather than talking to an expert like myself or other people out there that can actually, based on what people's challenges are, we can pinpoint exactly how to solve that challenge so that they can have this new path and new opportunity to not be so frustrated.
Awesome. Wow. Okay, so for the benefit of the people catching the show later, our call-in line is area code 845-277-9181. And this would be the normal part of the show that, you know, we'd start taking some live calls for, especially for our guests. And we may be having technical problems, I'm not sure, but we don't have any live callers standing by at this moment. So I wanted to change gears a little bit and talk about something really special that's coming up here in Denver in August. It's called the Radical Love Summit. And I first heard about it from Suzanne, and I understand you're going to be there as well.
I am. I'm a speaker. I'm so excited about this event. It's amazing.
Me too. So this is going to be August 18th through the 20th. And let's see. Friday night, we're going to start off with a cocktail mixer. And, well, I guess we should back up and tell a little bit more about the summit itself. We're bringing together about 20 romance and dating professionals and relationship experts from all over. And we're going to be doing breakout sessions all weekend long, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And it's going to be a really great event and very informative, lots of fun. And it all kicks off Friday night with a cocktail mixer, and we're going to have entertainers and music and all kinds of good stuff. So you can get all the details for that and register at theradicallovesummit.com. And again, that's theradicallovesummit.com. And it's coming up here in August here in Denver on August 18th, 19th, and 20th. So that's the big shameless plug for the Radical Love Summit. And I'm going to be there. Suzanne's going to be there. And some of the other guests on the show are going to be there. You'll hear more about it in the upcoming weeks. So tell me, Suzanne, what are you going to be talking about there? And I know I'm going to come see you speak. And I can't wait. So go ahead and tell
you
us a little bit about it.
Oh
yeah, I am.
Ooh. It's so funny presenting in front of people you know versus you don't know. So I'm actually talking on
I'll be incognito. I'll wear my mask.
Oh, awesome! Right, your little hat and your. So the topic of my speech is called "Love Like a Badass" by eliminating hurt and heartbreak. So we're talking on this very subject, and we're going to deep dive into it. And I'm going to have a handout so people can really go to work on their leftovers. I mean, we can't do too much work in 50 minutes, but I'm going to really leave people with a good roadmap so that they can really go to work on this. You know, whether or not you want to do it in a letter format or you prefer to do it verbally with somebody like me, I think, Ken, what you really pointed to earlier is that these are really important, and people don't realize how important clearing out this leftover stuff is to a... Now, here's Ken, I bet you is your next question. People will ask, well, can I clear out all my leftovers? Like, well, does that mean I don't have any baggage going into my next relationship? And I say no, because I still deal with stuff from my dad, you know, in my current relationship. Something will get triggered. And, you know, we all still have stuff, but the lighten the load exercise will clear out most of them so that you can leave the good memories, so you don't have a ton of triggers and reactions coming up in your current relationship. Does that answer the question, Ken?
Sure. Yes, it does. So okay. I understand now on your lighten the load that you're offering a special discount for the people that are listening to the show. And I put a link to it in the show notes.
Oh, fantastic.
So would you like to talk about that? And I want to thank you for passing along such an amazing offer just for the benefit of our show listeners.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. This is a very profound exercise. So just for your listeners, I created a special on my website at lovableizeyou.com, and it's under specials called Lighten the Load. And normally a 45-minute session with me to clear out one X is $112, but I am providing a special to everybody because I want you to make sure you do this work for only $75. So please take advantage of that. And if you have two leftovers or three leftovers or two X's or three X's, you know, you're welcome to buy multiple sessions as well. Because I do know, Ken, some people that had 20 X's. Now, after a few verbal ones, they were able to do it via a letter. But, you know, if you're over 50, 60, we've got a lot of, I mean, I'm in my late 40s, but I had a lot of people to clear out and release these leftovers. So
I thought you were in your late 20s.
Oh, stop. I do feel pretty good for my late 40s, but, you know,
yeah,
I got to get my sleep and my beauty. So some people do have 20 leftovers and some people just have one or two. So no matter where you're at, don't make yourself wrong for that. The important thing is to just clear them out so you have like this beautiful, clean, open heart space so that you can really love and you can be loved. Because I'm clear, Ken, that doing this work, and I did a lot more work, but doing this particular work, I fell in love in 4 days. That's crazy, unheard of.
Wow, sounds like a miracle.
I hadn't heard the words "I love you" in years after being a serial dater for so long. But I was ready. You know, I was being loving. I was open for love. I was being lovable. And it just happened so quickly. So a lot of times, though, people kind of poo-poo on, well, just if it happens that fast, it can't be real. But I am going to tell people it actually can happen that fast. And a lot of my clients who do the preparation work on themselves, it does happen that quickly. And not to be scared of it.
Okay, great.
So, is that scary?
If someone
scary,
wants,
scary. Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question as a male. Is that okay?
Shoot.
Is that scary to fall in love so quickly as a man? Would that scare you, or would that be exciting?
Well, yeah, I can't speak for all men, but I'm a hopeless romantic, so I do believe in love at first sight.
You do. That's
yeah.
Awesome. That's why you're
I
one
do.
Of the good guys.
So if someone wanted to take advantage of this, would the best way to do it would be to go to your website and follow that link you said for Lighten the Load?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
That's the best way.
Cool. Okay, great. And then what else could our people find at your website that would help them like get to know you better and see about what they could do for their love life?
Sure. So on my website, I've got an articles tab, which is about 15, 20 articles that I've written. Many people gain a lot of information and knowledge and wisdom from those articles. I also have a lot of testimonials, because I don't know about you, but everybody's different in their situation. And by reading testimonials, it kind of people are like, oh, yeah, I can relate to this, or oh, I can relate to that, just to be inspired. Because when I was dating, I was like, oh, I'm never going to find love. And it gets really demoralizing sometimes. So it's nice to relate to someone, whether it's you or me or somebody on my testimonial page, to give them hope and motivation to keep going. So those are a few things on my website.
Okay, cool. And then you have other programs and people can work with you directly as their coach?
Absolutely. Sometimes people prefer one-on-one coaching, because they just have a lot to talk about and they kind of like that one-on-one attention. I do some live classes here in Colorado, but for the most part, people like the one-on-one coaching over time. So I just have different packages about that.
All right, cool. Well, I'm a big fan. I've been to your website many times and I'm really delighted to have you on the show. And before we say goodbye, is there anything else you'd like to add or in closing?
This was so much fun, Ken. You are a very, very good host.
I
would say, you know, lovable, like buying the book Lovable would be a great first start as well, if they wanted to, if they're, you know, struggling, feeling lovable and, you know, they're good at kind of home practice and doing those exercises and lovable.
I want to make a confession too.
What?
And that book Lovable, there was a letter that you had written when you were doing your own work. And I was moved. I thought that letter was amazing. And it made the difference for me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
so you got to read that letter.
So like, what is it? Yeah, the love letter. Go to the love letter practice. Thank you. It's really heartwarming.
Amazing.
And
welcome.
Every time I read that letter, Ken, I still get moved to tears reading it.
Okay, sweet. Well, that's how good it is. And you were truly inspired.
Yeah, thank you.
But I didn't mean to interrupt you. So what else did you want to leave and close? Oh, by the way, I would be honored if you would come back on the show at a later date, and we'll have these technical problems fixed with the with bringing in the live callers. Because yeah, that would be a lot of fun to take some live questions right here, right now on the air. But
I would love to.
Yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to have that today. So would you mind coming back on the show again?
I would love to. Absolutely. And then, Ken, I really invite everybody, right, who's going to listen to this, to be at the Radical Love Summit. That is the place to be. The cost is very, very affordable. They're going to have Alison Armstrong speaking from PAX on Sunday. They're going to have Andy Dooley from All the Tut, the Universe Messages. And then they have speakers like us, right, like 15, 20 speakers. It is going to be a phenomenal weekend around having like a radically awesome love life. So if your love life is less than awesome, you should be here and come up and say hello to Ken and I, right? We'd love to meet everybody.
Yeah. And when they come and see your speech, you're going to learn how to love like a badass.
Love like a badass.
There you go. Well, listen, I have a couple announcements to make, but it has been a real pleasure and a delight to have you on the show. And I look forward to having you back. And I would love for everybody that's listening to come see us at the Radical Love Summit. We'll be there all weekend long, and we'll see you there. Suzanne, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you so much. Okay, and then I have just a couple more announcements. So we're talking about the Radical Love Summit. And I'm your host, Ken Holloway. And I have a website called MileHighLovers.com. And if you go to MileHighLovers.com/free, I have a bunch of resources there to help people learn more about my work and to schedule discovery sessions. And there's a lot of fun stuff right there on the website. And we also have a Facebook community and the link is right there on the website. So it's not just me. We're all here for each other. We're doing sharing and caring and helping each other and giving each other support. And we'd love to have you come join us. And then on the podcast here, we're planning to be live every Monday night at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And that's 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. And again, the call-in number, you write it down for future reference, is area code 845-277-9181. And you'll be able to call in and get right on the show live with me and my guests. And we'll take your questions and be happy to do it. It'll be a lot of fun for everybody. Okay, next week's show is going to be July 17th. And my guest is going to be Lorianne Davis. And she's also a relationship and love expert. And again, I want to give great thanks to my guest today, which is Suzanne Moeller-Hines. And her website is lovablizeyou.com. And thanks again for that amazing offer that she's making for all of our listeners. Be sure to take advantage of that and treat yourself to a copy of that book because it's a hell of a good read. And on that happy note, we're going to sign off for the show. So I'm Ken Holloway. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.